story of Mert and Marge. The immediate danger that has been threatening Margie seems to be over. Margie, who had been kidnapped by a gang of black marketers, was rescued by the fast action of Jack Arnold, the young assistant district attorney who is romantically interested in her. The mobsters have been taken to headquarters for questioning, but there's no telling when they'll turn up to make trouble again. Right now, the girls are on the way home after the police raid on the Red Rooster, the nightclub in which the gang made its quarters, and in just a moment, we'll join them for today's episode in the story of Mert and Marge. It's about 4 a.m. Mert, Jack Arnold, Ray Hunt, and Margie, poor, tired Margie, have just come into Mert's apartment. Jack's on the phone talking to police headquarters.
Yes? Yes, Chief. Oh, the storeroom was full, eh? And it's swell evidence?
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm. I'll be down in a few minutes. Goodbye.
Well, how do you feel, Margie? You still frightened?
Not now. I know I'm safe. Gee, Mr. Arnold, I just don't know how to thank you.
Myrtle deserves most of the credit. She was the only one in our party who had access to the ladies' room. Her raid was something we'd been planning for weeks, but we hadn't expected to pull it tonight. I think we completely surprised them. They even forgot you were upstairs at the time and couldn't get word up to Ted, which is a lucky thing for you, Miss Margie.
What would they have done?
I don't like to think of what they might have done.
Did they round them all up, Jack?
Mm-hmm, six big shots and plenty of evidence. The afternoon papers ought to have the whole story.
Will they mention me, Mr. Arnold?
No, I think they'll keep you out of the picture, Miss Margie.
Oh, here I get kidnapped and everything, and nobody hears about it. That's no fun.
Miss Margie, I don't want to impose on you, but if you're not too tired, will you tell me more about the conversation you heard in that room? What was the first thing Houston did?
He tried to kiss me.
Oh, I'd just love to get my hands on that lug. I'd kiss him all right, with a sledgehammer.
When I told him Jimmy had gone to Chicago to take a job that was offered him, he mentioned a man's name. It was a Mr. Duffy.
Oh, well, was it Spike Duffy?
Yes, that was the name. Then they called Chicago and found out I was lying. That's when they tied me up.
Oh, well, they've got Jimmy tagged, all right. Well, I really must go. I have lots to do. Oh, Ray, you tell the girls what I told you. And before I forget it, I want to say that you and Myrtle have been a great help to me, and I appreciate it. Well, good night, little girl. I'd better wash your face and go to bed. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mr. Arnold.
Jack.
Let me hear from you, Jack, the first chance you get the call.
I will, Ray. Good night. Good night, smudge face.
What's the matter with my face, Myrtle?
It's just plain dirty. Why would you look funny?
Oh, it's from that grimy floor in that storeroom. I heard mice, too.
Jack will be over to see you girls in the morning. He's going to put a man on as sort of a bodyguard for Marge and you. And I wouldn't go near the hospital if I were you, Marge, until Arnold says you may. He'll explain to Jimmy.
Oh, gee, I'm still shaking all over. Margie, take that funny-looking coat off, drags on the floor, and wash your face, honey.
By the way, I'll take that coat with me and give it to Jack. Some pretty strong evidence there if Jack decides to press a kidnapping charge against Houston.
Say, you know, it's almost time for breakfast. How about some bacon and eggs, Ray?
Oh, let's have some. I'm starved.
Oh, please stay, will you, Ray? Won't take but a minute to get it ready.
Well, all right, all right. Can I help you?
I'll help you, Myrtle.
Margie, you go sit down and rest yourself now.
Oh, no, I've got to stand up for a while. That's so long in that hard chair all tied up. And look, I've got a lump on my head. That happened when I fell over in the chair.
Oh, baby.
But I wanted you to know I was in that room, Myrtle, and it was the only way I could make you hear me.
Hey, let me see that lump. I'll put some ice on it. That'll help.
Sure, thanks. I'll just stack these dirty dishes and wash them in the morning. Oh, the coffee's perking already.
Isn't it strange that Mr. Houston and all those other men don't know where Jimmy is?
I don't imagine they connected Jimmy with the holdup. And Jimmy is registered at the hospital under an assumed name. He'll be ready to leave in a couple of days. Jack will keep him closely guarded and see that he gets away safely.
They couldn't possibly break into the hospital, could they, Mr. Hunt?
Well, it has been done.
Well, they kept at me to tell them where Jimmy is. I told Mr. Houston the truth when I said Jimmy told me he was going to Chicago. And when I told him I had no brother.
Oh, that must have been a terrible experience, Margie.
Yes, especially that Ted. Houston was bad enough, but at least he didn't hit me.
Poor kid. Did they really beat you?
Yes, that Ted slapped me and he twisted my arm. I don't remember what happened right after that. I must have fainted. Anyway, when I came to, they were pouring water over my face. Ted wanted to hit me some more, but Houston wouldn't let him.
Yeah, you must have made quite an impression on Mr. Houston.
Well, he chased me when I worked at the Red Rooster. He scares me, even if he did keep Ted from hitting me again.
Yes, Houston is much more dangerous, Margie. You know what to expect from a trigger man like Ted. But Houston is smarter.
Will they put him in jail now that they found all the evidence?
Well, they'll do their best to send him away, Margie. But you never can tell. These fellows have smart lawyers.
But Mr. Arnold's a smart lawyer, too.
You can say that again, honey. And he's a swell person, too.
Oh, I'm sorry I've made so much trouble for him and for you, too.
Oh, Margie.
I think you're a very brave little girl.
Oh, hey, everything's ready.
Oh.
I thought you said you were hungry.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm going to sleep all day tomorrow. Oh, or rather today.
You can't. It's a matinee.
Oh, I forgot.
Hey, suppose I pick you girls up about noon on Sunday and we'll drive someplace. Maybe to the Jersey Shore. We'll have a lobster dinner.
Oh, fine, Ray. I'm just dying to get out somewhere. The last 3 weeks have been very hectic.
Oh, maybe there'll be a moon. Let's ask Mr. Arnold to go.
Yeah? Uh-oh, I'm afraid she's falling, Ray.
I think he's terribly nice. Now,
Jack Arnold's a fine chap, but you're too young for her, Margie.
I'll soon be 17.
Hmm, what an old lady.
I feel like an old lady. Oh, Myrtle, I'm so tired. I've had enough to eat. If you'll excuse me, I'll go in and lie down. You can hardly keep awake.
Well, I'll be leaving in just a minute.
Oh, won't you have some more coffee, Ray?
No, thanks. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, Ray, I forgot something. I promised the girls I'd call them the minute we heard anything, or if Margie was found. I must do it right away.
What are you going to tell them?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Let me think.
They mustn't know the facts. This has all got to be kept secret.
Oh, sure, sure.
No one must know that Margie was there. Well, even the chief of police doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't unless Jack decides to tell him. As far as he goes, the raid was to round up Houston and his gang.
Oh, you're right. It'd mean scandal for Margie and the show and danger for Jimmy. Your name would be brought into it and mine. Well, every time it was told, the story'd take on a different angle. I can just imagine Gwen telling it, or Billy. Now, that would be something.
What do we tell him, Ray?
Well, could she have had an accident? Hit by a car or something?
No, that wouldn't do. Ray, I have it. Come on into the living room. Let's hurry.
Okay. Oh, look at that poor kid. Sound asleep.
Now, wake up, Margie. Come on, honey. Wake up.
Oh, I can't, Myrtle.
Come on.
It's a shame to wake her up.
She's got to. Come on, dear. Come on. Put on your hat and coat. You're going home over to Mrs. Morris's rooming house.
Oh, Myrtle, can I sleep here? I'm so tired.
Ray, you take her home. See that she gets in all right. No one will be up at the rooming house, so no one will see her go in. Well, help her on with the coat, please, Ray.
Hello.
Come on, Margie.
All right. Wish you'd let me sleep here, though. I'm so tired.
Are you all ready? Now, listen, there's a reason for this. I'm going to call the girls who were here at the party. I'll call Gwen first. I won't have to tell anyone else. She'll attend to that.
I don't get you, Myrtle.
Well, listen to what I have to say. Then you and Margie leave. I'll keep Gwen on the phone until you've had time to get Margie home. And when you get there, Margie, get into bed as fast as you can, dear. Oh, I'll bet that's one of the girls now. When I give you the sign, go. Hope I don't get struck by lightning or something. Hello?
Oh, it's you, Ann. Gee, I'm sorry you stayed awake so long. I was going to call you up first thing in the morning.
I've been in bed for hours.
Yeah, we found her. You'd never guess where. Well, after calling up all the hospitals and police stations, and just as we were about to go out and look for her, the phone rang and it was Miss Margie wanting to know if the party was over. That's right. You'd never guess where, Ann. She was in her own room. Yeah, it's over at Mrs. Morris's. Yeah, it's only in the next block. Well, when she went down for the paper, she remembered she was expecting a letter and a box of homemade cookies from her mother. So she ran over there to get the cookies for the party. Yeah. Well, she got her letter and flopped down on the bed to read it, and what do you know? The little fool fell asleep. Yeah. Just a minute, Ann. I had to close the window. It's chilly in here.
Go on, you two. You heard everything?
Yes, Myrtle, I understand.
Well, don't forget it, Margie. I'll call you early in the morning.
Good night, Myrtle. What a gal.
Good night, Ray.
Hello, Ann. I'm sorry that I was cold. Yeah, she felt terrible about missing the party.
She'll probably call you, Ann. I told you were over with Gwen. Say, let me speak to Gwen, huh? Hello, Gwen. No, dear. Yeah, isn't it all too silly for words? Well, she just missed out, that's all. Scared us all to death, spoiled the party and everything. You're going to call her now? Oh, but Gwen, it's 4 a.m. Why don't you wait? Yeah, that's the number. Say, Gwen, why don't you call all the other girls first? They'll all be worried, you know. What? You don't believe a word I told you. Well, suit yourself, Gwen. That's my story, and I'm going to stick to it.
Mert may have trouble convincing the girls that there isn't more to the story than she's told. The truth could be most embarrassing, especially if someone like jealous Billy DeVere got hold of it. We'll see what develops in the next thrilling chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.